Welcome back to Inside the Numbers. Usually this segment is a little later in the show, but this week we're going to begin with the Weber Mortgage Spotlight Game Preview. This week's game is the Birmingham Bowl, which kicks off in just a few hours over at Birmingham's Legion Field. This game pits a couple of high-powered offenses from the Big 12 and the American Athletic Conference. Texas Tech, they're averaging 34 points per game. South Florida is throwing up 38. The Bulls return to Birmingham for the second straight year. They got by South Carolina last year after Willie Taggart accepted the Oregon job. T.J. Weiss, who is still the Bulls' O.C., he stepped in as interim coach and led them to that 46-39 victory over the Gamecocks. Mike Bernard, all in all, this should be a very entertaining game.
It should, Coach. Both teams go at a really fast pace, and both teams have great skill players. South Florida quarterback Quentin Flowers, he's accounted for 31 touchdowns. 10 of those were rushing. Flowers holds the school record for 11,385 career yards of offense. He leads the Bulls in rushing and passing this year.
He's just a great athlete, and he's been a starter from the time he stepped on campus there in Tampa. New head coach Charlie Strong, he's a defensive coach, but he lets that offense go up-tempo, and it's paid off. The South Florida defense, they gave up 32 a game last year. This year, they're only giving up 23. Credit that improvement to Charlie Strong. Texas Tech, they come in at 6-6, had to rally to beat Texas for their sixth win. Tech quarterback Nick Sheminick started the first 11 games. Kingsbury didn't start him in the Texas game, but when Tech was down 10 in the fourth quarter, Sheminick came in from the bench, and he led the Red Raiders on two touchdown drives to get that win.
Right, he did. He was benched for that final game, and it's not easy to sit on the bench for three quarters and then come in and play as sharp as he did. Really nice job by Sheminick. The Tech defense, they ranked 99th in yards allowed, but in that Texas game, they played a big role in the comeback. They forced four turnovers in that game. Red Raider defense played much better down the stretch. They held their final three opponents under 30 points.
Yeah, the Texas Tech defense did look better in their last three outings. Defensive coordinator David Gibbs, he just signed a contract extension this week. So the administration and Kingsbury must be pleased with the direction of the defense to make that type of commitment to him. Offensive numbers, they aren't a problem for Tech. They haven't been in a long time. And if this defense can start playing at an elite level and the offense continues to produce, Texas Tech, they can begin to make some noise on the national level in seasons to come. Let's go ahead and bring in the president of Weber Mortgage, Michael Weber. Michael, it's always good to have you on with us.
Merry Christmas, boys. Happy to be with you as always. And we're just a couple of days, it seems, away from the big day and a big celebration, and the Christmas holiday is always a special time to me and what it means. And I know we get lost sometimes in the celebration of the gifts and college football all day, but I hope everybody will take a minute to reflect on what we really celebrate at Christmas time. So anyhow, Birmingham Bowl is going to be exciting. You know, it's interesting to see a city like Birmingham is always talking about the impact something like a bowl game will have. And I was driving down the interstate the other day and saw a digital billboard with a Texas Tech advertisement on it. So it's the impact is more than just a few hotel rooms and meals in restaurants. So this is a big deal for Birmingham. They're obviously, if you guys don't know, the city has been talking about for several years now, and Mike Bernard knows this, what to do as far as facilities are concerned. Are they going to work on Legion Field? Are they going to try to build a dome? You know, and all this kind of stuff gets revved up about this time of year when we start looking at a bowl matchup. So this is a pretty cool game. You got two teams that are going to move the ball, and that's always exciting football to watch. And it's important to have two high-powered teams when you're traveling to a place like Birmingham and you want to draw. So you got obviously Texas Tech, a Power 5 school from the Big 12, and then South Florida. South Florida's on the verge of accomplishing something to be a first for them. If they can win this game, and they'd have 10 wins this year, they'd have back-to-back wins, back-to-back seasons with 10 or more wins. So they certainly have something to play for in this game, and it should be a fun game to watch.
Totally agree with you, Michael. Being a former defensive guy, I look forward to this game, and a lot of people are going to say, well, Charlie Strong defense versus Cliff Kingsbury offense. That's an obvious storyline, but to me, the bigger question is David Gibbs and this Red Raider defense, can they slow down Quentin Flowers? Michael, that's a huge question for me.
It really is. You know, South Florida was only a play away from beating Central Florida and winning the American Conference. So they got their hands full. I mean, you've got two teams that offensively can, for the most part, do what they want when they want with the football. And defensively, it's going to be a challenge on both sides of that ball to slow those teams down. At the pace they move, it just gets more and more difficult to be on top of that and to impose your defensive will on an offense that tends to spread things out and make you work twice as hard, it seems.
Michael, speaking of pace and everything, as we close down the year, a lot of people are rushing to get those mortgages done and everything right now, and there's still time for you to work with people here in 2017 to get those mortgages accomplished, right?
Yeah. In fact, Boji, this past week we saw the Fed raised the Fed funds rate 0.25%, and that does not translate into a direct increase in interest rates. They are not, when you hear the Fed has raised interest rates, they have not raised the mortgage rates, but it is a key indicator of what's going to happen with interest rates. So we certainly expect in 2018 to see residential mortgage interest rates trending upward. If there are people out there who've been dragging their feet, I'm telling you, it's going to cost you, you know, thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands of dollars, if you decide to do something late next year instead of doing it late this year or early next year. So it's never too late to get the ball rolling and get started in the process. And as all the listeners know, we can help you with that anywhere across the country. We lend in the state of Alabama, but we have a network of lenders that can help you, very respectable companies that do just as good a job as we do all across this wonderful country of ours.
And it's all about that personalized service, and that's what you guys do there at Weber Mortgage, and you've got a network, as you said, across the country that's going to give the same type service. And anyone that's listening to any one of our affiliates, they can contact you, and you can put them in contact with someone in their area. Of course, you can go to GameDaySportsRadio.com. You can follow the Weber Mortgage link right to your site. But go ahead and tell the folks how they can reach you via telephone, Michael.
It's really easy, Boji. All they do is pick up the phone and call us at area code 205-823-6701. And they can also, like you said, go through the web and go to WeberMortgage.com or go through the link on Game Day Sports Radio.
Okay, Michael, being there in Birmingham, of course, you're a college football fan. I don't know how much you know about South Florida and Texas Tech as far as their matchup goes, but who do you think wins this one?
Well, I think Mike Bernard is going to probably give you a better idea of what to expect there than I am. But I can tell you that it's weird Texas Tech, as big a name as they are, probably being an underdog at the time everybody's listening to this. And South Florida being a favorite, that just sounds strange when you talk about reputation and what the average football fan would know of those two teams coming in to a game like this. I like South Florida. I think they've had a fantastic season, and I don't see any reason that they would fall short in this bowl game, even against such a high-powered Texas Tech offense.
Mike Bernard, can you argue with Mr. Weber on that one?
Now, Michael picked, he thinks that South Florida is going to win, correct?
Correct.
Well, they're a small favorite. They're the non-Power 5, and look, guys, remember, when you watch an American Conference game, you look at the yard markers. It says P6, you know, and for it referring to, hey, we're a Power 6. We belong. South Florida is for real. I don't know the motivational factor here. I do know we have to watch the weather from a handicapping standpoint because there's a good chance of rain. We'll see how that pans out. But South Florida is one of several teams from the American Conference that can play with Power 5 schools on any given day. And look, here's some other things, just fun things to watch for the fans, our listeners out there. I mentioned that quarterback Flowers has the school record for career yards. Three other records are within reach for him in this game. He needs just 47 yards to become the conference leader all time. only 44 rush yards to become the all-time career rush leader, and he only needs one passing touchdown to hold the school record in touchdown passes. So he's a great player. He's had an outstanding career. One handicapping trend that stands out in this game, and it kind of lends to what I'm thinking and what Michael Weber's thinking, Texas Tech, they're only 2-7 against the spread their last 9 bowl games.
Tech may have struggled recently in bowl games against the spread, as you say, but straight up, they're 10-3 in bowl games since 2002. I think an interesting side note in this game is that both teams have bowl history in Birmingham. Of course, we mentioned South Florida earlier coming to Birmingham last year and beating South Carolina 46-39. But in 1989, Spike Dykes, he brought Tech into Legion Field and beat Duke in the old All-American Bowl 49-21. Now, guys, that game was a long time ago, but is there any significance to that game for either one of you?
1989 All-American Bowl?
Yes.
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head.
What about you, Michael Weber?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
That was the last game for one Steve Spurrier as Duke's head coach. No surprise that when word leaked out at halftime that Spurrier was accepting the Florida job, I was actually on the Duke sideline when the scuttlebutt started happening among staff and players down there. I had a buddy. I was coaching in Virginia at that time. Had a buddy that was on staff. I was back home in Birmingham and was on the sideline when all that happened. It's so funny because that was back in the days, obviously, pre-Twitter and text and all that kind of stuff. And it was word of mouth around the sideline. It was something to experience. I'll just say that. All right, Michael Weber, before we go, tell the folks again how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, the best way to get us is online, www.webermortgage.com, or they can certainly pick up the phone and give us a call at 205-823-6701.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on Inside the Numbers.